Chantal Ilbrey is head of strategy at Fox News. I'm kidding. Mind of a Fox. How are you doing, Chantal?
Oh, Kina, I'm a bit of a broken record because I've been listening to you all morning, and I just have to say thank goodness you're back, and I'm so pleased.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So, like, you know, I thought when they said to me, you know, you're going to be comfortable to come back this week, I said, listen, just give me until Thursday, because what ended up happening is you end up having a lot of coughing fits. They're a lot less now, but you know, there've been some really good people who got me to where I am, and it's been phenomenal, Chantal. So thank you very much.
Amazing.
Now, you know, I was watching the one thing I do in the afternoons now. I mean, I have this tech company I'm a shareholder in, but I said to them, I'm not going to be doing anything at the office for the next month or two. I will happily do a Zoom meeting or two and do whatever else I need to, but from the hammock in the back of the house. And I've also spent a lot of time watching TV. In the UK, of course, we see, has gone into another severe lockdown. And they will soon announce a further tightening of the lockdown. And then, of course, the South African National Coronavirus Command Council sounds so militaristic. I mean, that's led to another family meeting with CR, our president, on Monday. And he changed two things. He could have sent a tweet. You know, should we examine how the UK and others have gone about theirs? I mean, shortly after Boris Johnson announced the nationwide lockdown, the Chancellor announced 4.6 billion rand. Pounds. That would have been about 12 quid. But 4.6 billion pounds further relief package for the UK's retail and hospitality sectors. And at the same time, the UK is aggressively rolling out its vaccination program. And apparently the vaccination even took to Prince Charles. Or did it? I don't know. I mean, so let's talk about this three-part strategy and what we can learn from it.
Okay, so, you know, because we're talking trends, I think overall 2021, the trend is going to be about the vaccine. So when we're talking strategy this year, it's vaccine. And Clem Sunter brought up a lovely, we've got a scenario called the UV scenario, which is a two-speed economic scenario. But he said now 2021, it's going to be UV, the unvaccinated versus the vaccinated. And that's going to be 2021's talk. So coming back to your point, having watched the UK, what they are doing, and having a look at South Africa, you know, no strategy has proved completely successful, and the timing and agility of all the leaders have been lacking in some ways. But I think when you look at what the UK are doing now, the moment a vaccine was in play, you can now start to get a reinforcing and positive strategy in play. So you can do a hard lockdown. You can give financial support, as what they've done, into the industries such as hospitality and leisure, etc., that are under strain in a hard lockdown, because you also know you're vaccinating at the same time. So it becomes a shorter-term strategy because there is an end point to come out of things. You know, in South Africa, ours has been a fairly negative reinforcing loop, because we've gone into another lockdown. As you said, only two things have changed in this last one, because they're still trying to balance the lives and livelihoods. But we're in a lockdown. We've got this ban that you've been speaking about this morning on alcohol at the moment. And, you know, the ban on cigarettes and the ban on alcohol have taken our focus off the real strategy as to what we're trying to do. And so that's been a negative reinforcer as well. And the third, you know, we've got no financial aid for hospitality sector. And then we haven't really got a vaccine clearly articulated yet. So everything is negatively reinforcing at the moment.
So proactive versus reactive. What do you say?
Yes. So South Africa definitely is reactive. We are reacting, going back into lockdown, looking at our levels, tweaking, putting a few more things, some bans, etc. Reacting, which will have long-term consequences. Now, you can start to become proactive. I understand last year everybody had to have reactive strategies because they weren't sure. There was so much uncertainty and no thought of when the vaccine. But now that we have the vaccine, you can start to be proactive. You can put the pieces of the puzzle together and make sure they all work together because there's a time frame. So I think that's the difference. We haven't moved into a proactive mode yet, I don't think.
But I mean, if you look at how we've dealt with other things like our economy, right, outside of COVID.
Yeah.
We keep doing, they've never been proactive. It's
still
extended bloody public works programs. I mean, coming out of our eardrums. As if that's the only thing that's going to, you know, give us a solution in this country. It's the same old, same old. I mean, my personal opinion is that the president should really, really stop changing who he speaks to.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, we've got to be proactive, start to put economic reforms in place and start to look at policy that doesn't contradict all the time. And once we start doing that with this level three, lives and livelihoods, we are going to start to be a bit more proactive as we get the vaccine coming out. So I agree with you. Mm. Of course, let's put something into play. They have been proactive about saying they're bailing out SAA.
Oh, my word. No swearing allowed on the show. SAA is an expletive. But you know what, Chantal? I look at all of this and I go, okay. We say we're going to be doing this. We've said we're going to be doing a whole lot of other things in the past, and we've not seen a lot of conversion, right? Yes, I think our lockdown, I must say, our lockdown has been more vigorous the first time around than the UK and everybody else, and I think we got that right. We didn't get the money flowing to the right people right, okay? That was the challenge. But just think of the mea culpa we got from the chairman of the NCC or the advisory council, Dr. Salim Abdul Karim. He said we should have started this vaccine thing in June already. And now government's telling us, oh, but we're chatting to AstraZeneca. And then you see news reports saying, but AstraZeneca don't have rights to sell, their vaccines, et cetera, into South Africa. And you have to ask yourself the question, what are we eventually going to end up with?
I know. I think our case, because it's negatively reinforcing at the moment, and as you quite rightly say, it's not cohesive, it's all done in parts and quite reactive, ours is going to have long-term consequences. And I think up front, in the very, very beginning, it was highlighted the only time we're going to get this under control is when we have a vaccine. Now, we didn't know when that was going to be, but you need to put that strategy in place alongside lockdowns and trying to contain it in the shorter term. And if you didn't start that two-pronged strategy soon enough, you where you are now, that you've missed the boat in a way.
Yeah,
so exactly. That's exactly what happened. You know, just to bring China into play, if I can, if you've got a minute.
Of course. I love them. They're fine. They're okay. Well, half the time they're okay. They've got we won't talk about the human rights record, but you can bring them in.
No, we definitely won't talk human rights, but let's just look at the pandemic and what's happened there. Seeing as, we all say it started there, and of course they're now looking into that. The thing about China is, first of all, they had a greater appreciation of the threat of the virus. For years, when somebody's got flu, they wear a mask. They've always masked for, and they understand the threat of a virus. And secondly, I think what's happened too is that they do have respect for the role that government needs to play. So they've allowed government to play, put the hard lockdown in, understand that they're going to be looking for a vaccine. And that's how they're compliant, because they trust, or whether they trust the government, but they know that government will play a big role.
They also know what's going to happen to them if they don't listen.
But that's exactly. So it's a completely different context of how they've handled it.
Absolutely.
Compared to our context, or even Europe and the UK. So, there is no right or wrong, but I think strategy needs to be considered all the time in terms of being cohesive.
The thing with strategy, though, is you need the right people. If you have the wrong people coming up with strategy, so, you know, you have a couple of suits who sit in a boardroom, suck their thumbs, and go, this is what we think the world wants, right? That's obviously not a way of doing strategy. And then you get the braver ones who do the non-linear strategy type of stuff, where they do the, you know, effectuation and effectual thinking side of things, where they don't make it up as they go along, or they kind of do, but they meet with the right people and create the capabilities as they move along. But you still need the right people to run this.
Yes.
You can have the best strategy in the world, you're going to muhu, you're not going to get anything.
Yes. See, it plays down, as you say, strategy, it can be fantastic, but if it's not executed or implemented properly as well, it completely falls apart. And that's where you actually need capacity. And if you haven't got that capacity, you're never going to execute correctly. So, you know, one could even start to come back to the vaccine in terms of, have we got the capacity to do such a large vaccination in such a short period of time, really, that needs to be done. And if that's not executed exceptionally well, it's going to end up being a poor strategy again.
Hey, one of the things I must remember doing is telling you who you're listening to. That is Chantal Elbury. She is head strategist at Mind of a Fox. We are talking about the UK versus South Africa and the strategies in relation to COVID-19. The UK's got their vaccine. They've started rolling out that vaccine. And they're now going into a harder lockdown. Hey, they're actually fining people too. So what can we learn? The UK's been proactive. We've been reactive. How do we get that agility into our system? And unfortunately, like most things, it boils down to the people. And there's not much we can do about politicians. They get voted in by other people who might not understand Agile. And therein lies our problem. But anyway. So Chantal, I mean, I want to go to Mario, who's given us a call. We'll give him an opportunity, and we've got some voice notes as well. But we can't keep stumbling over big hurdles like we are. We can't afford to. The future of the country can't afford to. I mean, if you look at the hillbillies in America and how sick and tired they got and they stormed the Capitol, right? I think the point I'm trying to make here is at some stage people are going to get sick and tired, and we're going to get, as Moletsi Mbeki says, an African spring.
Yeah. Well, you know, to the African spring, I mean, that's been on the cards way before the pandemic again as well. You know, when it started in Tunisia and you had the Arab Spring, I remember doing a session in London and they were looking at, would it be Nigeria or South Africa that would show the African spring? And the conclusion was it'll be in South Africa because of the large youth that are unemployed, disconnects, no jobs, low employment, low GDP. So I think that's been on the cards. And if we keep not being proactive and putting stakes in the ground and showing leadership, we are in a problem for many years to come.
No, indeed. Indeed. Listen, always love your mind. Thank you very much for the time, Chantal. Chantal Elbury is head of strategy at Mind of a Fox. And looking forward to our chat next week.
Thank you, Kino.
Have a fabulous day. And please send my regards to Daryl and Mitch and everybody at home, okay?
I will do. And to your family as well.
Thank you very much.